morning, everyone. This is our monthly mastermind for October 2018. A little bit smaller group again this month, but there's quite a number that come in on watch the video. So everything we're doing together here this morning will be important for everyone. I'm going to send something into chat just to make sure if you're not hearing me. Then please respond to the chat. Otherwise, I think we're good to go. I'm going to cover several things this morning. The first is just a quick run through of the online mastermind and resource site. We have a number of new people, so I just want to take a few minutes to go through it, and there's a couple of new things up there for you old timers. And then I want to spend some time looking at specific instances of responding to people who message back on LinkedIn based on the messages we send out for you. And finally, I want to interview one of our clients who's been with us pretty much since the beginning and someone who's a business friend that I've worked with for many, many years, just to talk about the strategy and trying to make clear that everyone is not required to follow the exact strategy that we prescribe, but we can and should customize it according to your experience, your niche, your target, and your own personal business makeup and style. So all of that coming up. Let's start with the resource site here real quick. When you log in, you're going to see these basic things there. I think you're used to it. If you have not yet digested this tip sheet, this is extremely valuable, and we highly recommend that you do take time with it. Everything on there from follow-up to the networking call are important to understand. And likewise, once you have digested everything there, you may want to tweak your strategy a bit, as you will hear me discuss with Ron a little bit later on. Down on the bottom, we've added a PDF of Josh Turner's book, Connect. This is a freebie. That's one of his ways of putting the entire book. It's really a short read. You can read it in your browser, like just by clicking on it, and you'll see it come through. You've got everything you need there. It takes a while for that PDF to load. Or you can come to it, right-click on it, and save link as and download that PDF to your computer. You can also buy it for, I think, $15 online on Amazon, and there is an audio version. We highly recommend that everybody here understands the basic concepts that Josh Turner teaches. The SBEAT method that we've talked about before is based largely but not completely on the strategies of Josh Turner. So we have enhanced it and improved it based on our own experience, but highly recommend to understand where Josh is at. He's one of the premier gurus out there on LinkedIn, and worth noting and understanding. Then, of course, the all the mastermind recordings are up. They're up in video and audio format. Once again, if you don't have time to sit and watch videos, I imagine most of you don't, then it's well worth taking your time to download the MP3s and listen to those in your car or on the treadmill. You may say, well, I can't get through all of these if you're one of our newcomers. That's okay. One thing to consider is looking, we have a summary of the key points covered. And so you can look there, and maybe you don't want to take the time with the whole thing. So you can actually start it, and then you can go through it a little bit.
You can see me pot, right? Yeah.
And you can find the area where we're talking about what's here, and just watch or listen to that. So this is recommended to at least understand the issues that are shown up here. Again, I don't imagine all of you will put yourself through all of it. Now, the last point with this, some of you have assistants that you're working with, and this is also designed for you to use as a training tool for anyone that you might like to have do some of this work for you. In that case, I would highly recommend that you put them on paid time in here, digesting every single thing here so that they totally understand and even talk with them and quiz them about it. I'm also willing to talk to your assistant a little bit, maybe one online session with you to make sure they've got all the key points. And then I would also recommend, of course, that they be in here, they digest the tip sheet, they understand Josh's book and so on. You may say, well, I might have to spend 4 or 5 hours time to educate this person. But folks, when we delegate something to someone, we need to make sure that they're completely trained. If you were to hire someone in an old-fashioned live company and have them in your office, surely you would spend lots of paid time training that person. So don't expect if you have a virtual assistant that you can just give them a few pointers, a couple of bullet points, and they're going to go do it right. It's the same thing. So the second aspect with this resource site is to properly train anyone that you might delegate to. With that being said, let me ask real quick if there's anyone here that has a question that you might want to ask so far. Okay, good. Then we are going to move on and we're going to move on to the next piece, which is looking at responses from people, and there's various things that happen. So I want to look at one that some of you may get. Now this fellow here, Greg Zlivor, If you click on his name, what you're going to get is you're going to be able to look at his profile. And that's pretty important. You want to look at his profile and you want to understand, you know, something about it. Now, some of us will say, well, okay, well, from here, I'm going to go to messaging and I'm going to respond to the message. And that's okay. You get this little window that pops up. I talked with one of you about this before. You were a little... you weren't aware that there is a better way. And that is if you click view message here or in your own LinkedIn, you go up to the high point and you click on messaging here. Either way, you're going to come into the messaging app of LinkedIn where you can actually do quite a bit more. So, this is my conversation with Greg, and I wanted to go through it so you'll sort of understand. You can see it all laid out here. So here, I sent him a connection request on September 5th. It's now October 25th. Then I sent my connection message to him, my welcome message, right after he accepted the connection. And he said, thanks, Henry, will do. So I just went up there quickly and I said, thanks for taking time to respond. Now, when he sent that, I got a message like this and I went up there and I responded. So then the thing keeps going. A couple of weeks later, he got my article and he responded, thanks a lot. So I just gave him a thumbs up. Some people don't like that, but I think once in a string, that's not only quick for me, but it's kind of effective. They know that I'm a busy professional like they are, but they see that I took the time to recognize that they responded. So here, I'm driving people to my Link to Leads video, And so I sent that out and he didn't respond to that. Okay, no problem. Some people may say, oh boy, he lost interest, whatever. What I want to do here is trust in the process. And if you weren't with us last month, do take a look at the video or the audio where we talked about the long game. So I'm not going to worry about the fact he didn't respond this time. And my process, once again, then sends out this request to jump on the phone. And lo and behold, Greg responds, but this is not, maybe this is not the response I would like. I'm booked till November 15th. Feel free to reach out after that. My gosh, well, this came on October 18th, so that's like a month away, right? It's also getting close up on the holidays. Is this guy playing games? Well, don't know. One thing is, I went over to his website at this point. I wanted to take a quick look at what he's doing. And I don't know why it's... Yeah, it's interesting. This will happen. Bear with me, folks. Good old LinkedIn. To make sure I'm not a robot. If you do a lot of work in LinkedIn, or if we're working in LinkedIn and you're working in LinkedIn, then sometimes we're going to run into this. Okay, we're in. Now I've got to find him all over again. Okay, we'll do that. So here he is, and I see something about him, and I look down, and I look at this Westwood International. And see, he's got quite a lot of going on with consulting and so on. So I message here that what Westwood is doing looks fascinating, would love to take some time. So the reason I wanted to reference, he knows that I'm involved with him. I'm not just a robot. And that's super important because there are a fair number of people out there using totally robotic systems to do this kind of work. We're not. That's why we do have something that sends out connection requests, and the rest is done manually and with some software. But we've got you involved. So this point here, I've got him. Now, what am I going to do? I've got to wait till November 15th. This is where it's crucial that I have to remind myself, right, to get back in touch on November 15th. Now, some people will use Outlook or whatever to send themselves a reminder. I choose to use a CRM. So I've got a CRM, and I put Greg in there. I don't recommend this for you guys. It's called ActiveCampaign. It's part of a coaching platform that I purchased years and years ago. I'm not even paying for it anymore. But anyway, the basic point, I've got a record in here on him. I've just got very basic info. Actually, it's got the link to his LinkedIn. So quickly I can go there. And then I've created a task. And it basically is reminding me, this is going to beat me and remind me that I need to do something. So I'm not going to lose track of this because I'm going to get a reminder from this CRM software on the 15th that I need to do something. Let's see what. Well, on the 15th, right? It's going to give me a little beat that I need to do something with this guy. I'm probably going to click on his LinkedIn. I'm going to go back and refresh myself, and I'm going to contact him. One last point: if we look up here. Under contact info, we can see that I've got an email for him, so that's good. I may email him. Sometimes people have a phone number up here. In this case, he doesn't. But this contact info line right here is very important and valuable and useful. So I just wanted to show this quickly about the anatomy of taking a long-term situation with someone like Greg, keeping on top of it with the CRM, and hopefully turning that into a phone conversation where we can move to the next level. And then I want to go to another one, and I'm going to need to find it. Here's Troy. So this is another person who came in, and he just messaged me recently, so I'm going to go up there. Actually, first I want to look at Troy and see who he is and what he's doing. Pardon me, folks, everything slows down a bit when I'm on Zoom. Okay, so he's a local fellow. He seems to be a consultant and mentor of some kind. I can look, he's just positioning self, but teaching business professionals how to work less and make more money. He's not really very well branded, but he might be a prospect for what I'm doing. I don't know. So that's fine. I'm going to go over to the messaging and see that Troy sent me this message. Hey, Henry, it's great to connect with you. I see now that I didn't send him a message. So what does this mean? This means that he actually he recruited me. He sent me a connection request. I took a look at it quickly, and he's now responding to me. So, hey, Henry, it's great to connect with you on LinkedIn. I see your recent experiences in the consulting business. I found LinkedIn to be a great source of networking and connecting with other sharp people like yourself. Well, okay, so he might be competition, right? So that's an interesting thing, depending on the kind of business you're in. Are you going to dump this guy, or are you going to stay with him? See, I don't know. This here might even be a piece of software responding for Troy. I don't know. But I'm not going to give up on it. So I send him a quick response. Yes, sir, I'm quite out there on LinkedIn as well. Troy, you want to put his name in there. Thanks for being in touch. And then right away, I'm going to go for the gold with him. I'm going to ask him to watch my video. What have I got to lose? Hey, if this guy's not a prospect, I'd like to sort of weed him out quickly. It may be, though, when I look at his profile, I feel like I don't know what he's actually got going on. He may be some kind of an MLM guy. He's got something with paying bills and making money and all. I don't know. All I know is he might be a prospect for what I'm doing, so I'm not going to give up on him. And I just sent this out this morning, so I haven't got a response from him. But I want to recommend to everybody that don't sell short any response you get from anyone. Don't assume their competition. The one time you might, and I've talked with a number of you about this, our process is 80% precise using the LinkedIn search feature. So you may get some people who respond to you who are not really your target. In that case, we recommend going here to this more button and simply removing the connection. Then you're not going to have to deal with them anymore. Some of our clients send us the link, you can get that here, of their LinkedIn profile, and then we can put that in a do not send list, and then you can stay connected to them for other reasons, but they will cease to get any messaging from our campaign. You can also do that. Okay, so that's what I have on this. I'm going to transition in a minute, but let me stop again here and just see if anyone here might have a question or a comment about what I've just been discussing. Well, good. We've got kind of a quiet bunch again this month, but that's just fine. We can move along more quickly. I do have a question. Scott couldn't be here this morning. He's out in Colorado. It's a little early for them. But he did bring up a question about in this area of going back and forth with people that aren't completely qualified as a prospect. So his question is, what do I do if I have someone I'm not really sure, but I want to, I really don't want to waste my time with people that aren't completely prepared for what I'm doing. Well, you know, that's an interesting question. And that relates back to Troy here. Now, this fellow, if I think small, look, he's a competitor. He doesn't look very well developed. He looks like he's just a little bit out of college. I don't know, maybe he's MLM. I look at his profile, not really done that well. Although he says he's a LinkedIn, so maybe I should get rid of him. Well, so my answer to Scott really is that if we think big, there's a possibility, first of all, that this person might become a client. And there's second possibility that he could become an affiliate and a partner. He could actually, not having been successful himself, if he has people, he's got more than 500 connections. Maybe some of those people could be prospects for me. So if I get to know this fellow, who knows? There may be a business relationship of some kind that I could have with him. So no, I'm not going to dump him. I'm going to keep him there. And it's interesting. Over time, I have built relationships with people who appear to be competitors through LinkedIn, who ended up being sources of prospects or clients themselves. One thing you'll know, I think most people in our group are consultants of some kind, coaches. We do have a dental practice and someone who works in a specific niche with construction, but others of you are in some sort of consulting and coaching. You've heard the term starving artist. Well, I like the term starving coach and starving consultant, because there are so many people out there who are presenting themselves, but their biggest challenge is getting business. They're good at what they do. They do have a lot of knowledge. They might be a fabulous coach or consultant, but they themselves do not have the marketing thing down. And so they can actually use my help. So depending on your field, again, we always want you to think the long game and we want you to think big. With that, once again, I'm going to ask for a comment or testimonial or a thought on what we've talked about so far before I move on to our next topic. Anybody? Okay, so I'm going to move on. Because there hasn't been a lot of interaction, we may have a nice compact session this morning. I want to bring in Ron Wills, who's got quite a bit going on. Ron, are you there? I have you unmuted.
I am here.
Okay. I asked Ron if I could interview him. I'm going to bring him up here on LinkedIn so everybody can see. Now, Ron, you're going to get all these connection requests from from our people. Here he is. So, fine-looking fellow, and boy, he has the best profile I've ever seen. Of course, that's because we helped him put it together. So he's got a little about himself, and then he's got again. We always telling people your profile should be not about you, but it should be about your target. And so we've got. Ron's been doing this kind of stuff for a long time, so we collaborated, and he's got a very good profile summary up here. and he's got content, and he's got listings up here. And we taught Ron our standard strategy for putting out messaging, and basically that let's see if I can get Greg back up here. Okay, I'm gonna go real quick. I want to go back to the messaging I had, so everybody will. Bear with me a second, Ron.
All right.
We have this kind of standard process where we're putting through people through a message drip, and we're finally getting to message four. Would you have a few minutes for a little chat? I'd simply like to connect live for 15 minutes to see if we might benefit each other's business. And Ron came back to me a while ago and said, you know what, to be honest with you, I'm having trouble with this. Let me bring you in, Ron, rather than paraphrase. Tell me what you were thinking and what you told me a couple weeks ago when we started talking about this.
Well, for me, I by the way, this strategy was working. I was getting a number of people saying, you know, Ron, let's talk. So congrats on the strategy. It's my personality. It's like, you know, because it was kind of this general discussion, I really found myself not really wanting to talk to people. I'm sort of very analytical. And if they want to talk about topics, say within my realm of expertise, I'm very interested. If they want to talk about their business and some issues they're having, I'm very interested. Honestly, outside of that, I'm not so interested. So what I asked Henry to do is help me put together a different strategy here where it's more focused. So if they do respond to me, they want to learn about what are these mastermind groups about, or how can I grow my company past where it is right now, or I've got these issues that I'd love to kick around with you. Those are the kinds of things that would get me excited about talking to these people. The general conversation, just really no interest to me.
Okay, so you told me that you were having trouble with the concept of picking up the phone and just having a chit-chat with somebody without any focus to it, as I recall.
Yeah, exactly.
And so now we're working, and to everybody here, we're in process on this. We're working to actually retool, I think, probably just messages four and five, but let me see if I'm going to get, do I have Greg up here still? Yeah. And this is message four with the 15 minutes, and message five is, hey, a couple of weeks ago I asked you to, if you'd like to jump on the phone and didn't get a response. So Ron, tell us a little bit about, I know we haven't completed this. I'm going to jump in with you on this, by the way, the next couple of days, but what we're thinking about where this might go now instead of what we have sort of the standard plan.
Yeah, so my idea was, and by the way, this is, I've been trying to give you some guidelines, Henry, on what I'd be interested in hearing from them and what I'd be interested in offering and so forth. And it's kind of hard to write this stuff up. So I've been grappling with this over the last week or so. But my idea here is, rather than, you know, would you have a few minutes to chat next week? I'm working on this, and I'm not through it yet. You know, as Henry said, we're in progress here. But I'm working through something to the effect of, here's two sentences of what I do. If you have any questions or you'd just like to learn more, let me know. And then underneath of that, I've got, but tell me about, you know, if you want to talk about your business, and give me an overview of it so that I may be able to recommend you to my base, then you know what? I'd be willing to listen to that as well. So that's what I'm working with, trying to make it sound, you know, make it sound right, and then and do it in the least amount of words possible.
Okay.
So that's what I'm working on.
Okay. So Ron has a lot going on. He has a consultancy. I didn't really want to click on that. And he's been building that now for a few years. He has something called the National Association of Business Owners and Entrepreneurs, which has a national title in it, and he may franchise or license that down the road, but right now it's purely a local group in the Washington, D.C. area, and that's a tool in his toolbox. And then he has CEO Focus, which is a peer advisory mastermind groups for small business owners. So what we talked about was him using particularly CEO Focus and NABO as leverage points in the messaging to have something to do with, you know, hey, George, I'm working with this Association of Business Owners and I run these peer groups and we have these kinds of issues happening all the time. And I'm really interested in, you know, any specifics you might have related to your business, because I'm always trying to learn. Did I get that right, Ron? That was something that you came up with in our call, actually.
Yeah. And since then, I've got some other stuff which I'm looking at here on the screen that I'm going to send to you and get some feedback. But yeah, one of the things I'm saying here is today I work with 24 to 30 business owners every month, managing 3 mastermind groups. And so, you know, I'm trying to give them a quick overview, and it's basically, if any of this makes sense to you, if you want to ask, if you have any questions, I'd love to talk to you about it, but also tell me about yourself. So it's a little bit of, here's what I do. If you're interested in talking more about that, let's, you know, jump on a call. And if you've got anything about your business, I go, if there's anything I need to know about your company that would keep you top of mind and increase the likelihood of me referring you to my network, then let's talk. So that's what I'm trying to do. A little self-interest for me, a little self-interest for them.
Okay. So good. I would like to see now if we can mastermind this a little bit. If anybody else in the group here this morning has a thought to offer Ron. Basically, the issue is our standard, let's jump on a general phone call strategy. He's trying to tweak that to get more specific. But when he gets on a call with someone, it's known by that person and by himself that they're very specifically going to talk about issues in their business, about what Ron does or about what they do, or about, you know, Ron's activities and so on. Anybody have a thought based on what you heard to offer to Ron? Go ahead and speak up.
Yeah, this is Oliver. Can you hear me?
Oliver, welcome.
Yeah. I mean, if you're offering a high-end program or something like that, especially with CEOs, maybe having them complete a short, like a Google form or something, or just so you... It's almost like having them do a little bit of homework before they, not a lot of homework, but it gets them more committed. It gets them more serious if they have to do something before they speak with you. You don't want to make that so much where it turns them off, but it nudges them a little bit further. And some people actually appreciate that because it makes them a stickier client or customer. So that's something I might would think about. And then maybe just getting a little bit more granular in your messaging and say, well, people who typically reach out to me or we work together, they contact me for these 3 reasons. And then that way it narrows it down and it gives them something to start with as opposed to just being general.
So what, go back, I like your idea. Go back to the beginning part of that idea. Now, where would I'd send them to for the, you know, sort of that next step? And I think there is a level of, you want to gauge interest. You just don't want to get somebody. I've had people that say, yeah, let's talk, and then we'll plan a talk at 2 o'clock, and then they don't answer the phone, you know. So I do want to make sure that they're more serious. What kind of software would I tap to have them go to that next step?
Well, you can be as technical as you want, or you can be as simple as you want. I mean, a simple way is just to drive them to a Google form, which is free if you have a Google Suite. So you know, like there's a Google Calendar, there's a Google Drive, well, there's also a form. And you can set that up and you can just put a link in your messaging and have them go fill out like a 2 or 3 question form. And then that will send you an email and let you know that they filled it out. And if you get someone who reaches out who hasn't filled that out, you could then send them that link and ask them, hey, in preparation for our call, do you mind filling this out? And then at that point, you can schedule an actual meeting with them, unless you look at their profile and see that they're the CEO of a $50 million company. Then, you know, in that case, maybe you don't do that.
Yeah, depending on the kind of person you're talking to. That's a good point that you just mentioned, Oliver. If you're talking to a $10 million CEO, they may be put off by that, but a $4 or $5 million CEO may not. Oliver, thank you very much. That's that's what I love about masterminding. As a resident expert here, I would not have come up with that idea for Ron, so I appreciate that.
Thank you.
So Google Forms, Ron, I'm happy to show you that. It's easy and simple, and you get an email with the answers. And Google Forms builds a online spreadsheet with the answers from people, so you have a record of what people's answers were. I think the thing here, it'd have to be devastatingly quick and simple. And you could maybe offer it after someone has said they're in. That's the last thing I heard you say, Oliver, was that maybe you would offer that after someone had accepted to take a call, not before. So once they've accepted to take the call, then you say, hey, in prep for the call, I think it would help us focus if you could just answer these couple of questions I've got up. Hey, no problem, but I just think it would help us focus our call, because you probably don't want to exclude them if they're not going to take time for the form.
Well, it depends on how much Ron is being inundated. If he has more business than he knows what to do with, and his time is very valuable, he's got to weed out the people who are going to, like, we're not serious, or who maybe are going to waste his time. But if he maybe doesn't have a full docket and he, you know, is a little more aggressive, then he can take those other calls and not be as serious about, you know, making them do that. Again, this comes down to looking at someone's profile and noticing, is this person someone like who's already a heavy hitter? In that case, they might, you know, according, you know, with what you said, Henry, that person might need a little more handholding, as opposed to these smaller company CEOs or whatnot, like $1 million, a couple $1 million. Those folks are perfect for a form, because those are kind of people like who might be tire kickers, and you want to go ahead and weed them down. So, I mean, it's a balancing act, right?
Got it. So that's an interesting point, Ron. I'm going to ask you to respond to that. Thank you again, Oliver. So here's the idea. The system that our generic system may be generating somewhere between 10 and 15 very qualified leads to deal with, several a week kind of thing. But maybe they're not, you know, you're someone is spending a lot of time on dealing with people that aren't really that motivated. It's a real general kind of thing. For me, it's worked well, but I think what I'm hearing is maybe for Ron, you want to have a system, that a strategy that actually whittles that down to four or five really, really solid people you talk to a month, and you know, if one of them, one or two of them turns into business, you're bingo. That's what I'm hearing. What might happen if you use the forums, Ron? Maybe you can respond to that.
Yeah, I'm happy if I get one or two real serious people a month, because you know, as I'm trying to build three groups. I've got three groups right now, but two of them are at seven people each, and I want to take those groups to 10 to 12. And given that, you know, I'll do my quarterly marketing, but everything else, if I can fill in a individual one a month, would be amazing, and I'd be very happy with that. So okay. What I'm looking for is to dig down, get the right people responding. I found that at least half of the ones that responded so far are really at the lower end of the quality ladder. And, you know, sometimes when the wrong people get through the filter, these are people that are totally unqualified. So I would rather have somebody that was qualified and was really interested in learning more about, whether it's the mastermind group or, Henry, I was just thinking, it might be, you know, using some of the CEO focus questions about, you know, about your hiring and your, and, you know, hiring quickly, firing slowly, you know, when you lose somebody, you're drawn back into the company and that, those kind of things. Maybe, I don't know, it's just if they have symptoms of people that you'd like to have in the group, well, that's something I'd like to talk to them about.
Actually,
so that's it. It's more targeted, less people.
Actually, I'm thinking you could put, you know, the two or three questions in your messaging, and then those could be the same questions on the forum. So basically the message, if this catches your interest, you know, please go up and, you know, just jot down some real quick answers here. I'm real interested in what you're thinking, and I'd love to jump on a call. You and I can work with that a little bit. That sounds, once again, thanks to Oliver and the process here. I think we have a solid, new and interesting idea. At this point, I can close this portion of it. I wanted to highlight the purpose of this discussion was that we do not have to hem ourselves in with the general strategy that Link to Leads is offering. That can be tweaked and honed. Scott, who couldn't be here this morning, has a whole different strategy as well. He's going for an immediate sales video in his second message. People have to go up and make an appointment with him on time trade before he'll even talk to them. And he's definitely whittled it down. I think he's getting six or seven calls a month. But it's been working great, but it's different again than our standard strategy. The several others are using sort of the standard plan and we're building. I've been using the standard plan myself quite effectively for about 4 years, but I'm always open to tweaking things myself as well. So this has been likewise interesting for me. So lastly, as we go toward our conclusion, I wanted to bring in someone, our newest member. Trong, are you there? I'm gonna unmute you. Trong, are you there? Hello, Trong, are you there?
Yes.
Hi. You may be, I don't know if you don't want to share with this group, but I just wanted to bring you in and have you say hello and just describe to people what we're doing with you, because it is different than all these consulting types. You've got a whole different approach that we're working on. I'd like you to just share briefly what it is that you're offering as a dental practice to small business owners and give them a feel for where we're going with it, if you would.
Sure, certainly. I was on mute, so I wasn't quite sure if I should say hi or not. So, yes, but my name is Trang. My husband and I co-own a dental practice. We have two locations in the Northern Virginia area. And to as a way to connect with and promote my dental practice, I have an employees discount program. It's a corporate partner affinity program that I partner with local businesses who wanted to add more benefits to their employees without adding more cost to the company. So what it is I have a program that offers savings on dental services, like complimentary bleaching for the employees. It extends to their immediate family as well. Like complimentary bleaching, discounts on non-cover services. So if it's a company that already have a dental plan, it is to magnify and enhance it. If the company does not have a dental plan, then it's a special discount that the company can offer to the employees and make it look and feel in actuality like they actually offering a special discount for the employees. For any of the employees who choose to come to our office from our corporate partner companies. So with that, I have been trying to focus on that push for my marketing efforts, and it's really hard to connect to business owners because business owners are very busy, or HR directors, CEOs, COOs, kind of things. So I recently met Henry. Actually, it's not recently anymore, right, Henry? Like it's been half a year or so. Met Henry at an event, and when I listened to Henry's presentation on LinkedIn. I'm on LinkedIn, but just like a lot of us, we on LinkedIn, we kind of check in once in a long while and just taking a look. And if people request connection, we accept, but we're not really actively using LinkedIn to our benefits. And so connecting with Henry, listening to what he say, and with LinkedIn, it's a lot of the people on LinkedIn are professionals, business owners, the type of people that I would like to be in front of. So with that, I sign up for with Henry's program, the full program, because I know if I'm not leaving it up to Henry to help me with getting the program going, things like that, with how busy I am, it's not going to happen. So Henry is helping me from A to Z with the program. And what we have done before, is it about 4 months, Henry?
No, it's just a month.
Oh, it's just a month.
Yeah, we're you're brand new there. Yeah.
I thought you report very, very constantly, so it seems like it's been a long time. But and I also signed up for the Sales Navigators, which is for Henry's recommendation. And I think we've had an amazing amount of new connections that are meaningful connections rather than just, oh, I meet somebody at NFI, or I meet somebody at a networking event. I just connect for the sake of connecting. So Henry has talked to me about what kind of people, what kind of professional I'm looking at, what kind of company, the size of the company, the location of the company. And with that,
okay, good. Trang, thank you very, very much. I want to show everybody on screen here. So we're going after, we're getting these CEOs. Also, there's a few like HR people and stuff in these companies, but a lot of presidents and founders of these companies. And just recently, we also decided to present Trang as a business owner. And so we're just getting rolling. We're building the Rolodex. They've only gotten like the welcome message and maybe message one. But it's building. And I just wanted to share with everybody briefly about what's going on with Trang. Because, and also, if we look at her messaging. I just want everybody to see she's doing a great job of keeping up. There's not a lot of people that she hasn't responded to. These ones that say they became a connection, you don't need to respond to those. But she's doing a good job of getting herself in there. Here's Christopher, who it's interesting. He just responded to you and did the little thumbs up. So there's a question there. What are you going to do back with him? That was yesterday. I wouldn't give him a thumbs up back. I wouldn't give him a happy face. I would just say, hey, thanks for responding, Christopher. I look forward to getting to know you more. But she's doing a good job. She's keeping up in here, and that's always important. Thanks, Tron. It's nice to have you with us. Yes. I want to highlight to everybody that, you know, this kind of thing works not just with coaching consulting types and advisor types, but we're building a solid database of contacts for Trong, who runs a dental office. So yep. Welcome aboard.
And I know we're getting short on time, but just one more plug, Henry. Just the recommendation of changing this part, you know, like changing my right underneath of my name, changing it to reflect who I'm looking to connect and what I can do for those people. It has been amazing. Because in the past, I've just listed myself as, oh, the PR person at a dental practice.
Right.
To my audience. So that alone, Henry, has been amazing, has been really valuable.
Yeah. And it's important to understand, and you sort of have the confidence that you're a fellow small business owner with these people you're connecting with. And that's that changes the relationship right away.
Yep, true.
Thank you, Trang. Great to have you aboard. And I'd like to just finalize, if anyone has a question or a comment based on today's call or anything at all, we can workshop it together. Otherwise, or anybody has a response to what Trang was sharing, we have a few more minutes before we hit the 11 o'clock hour. Anybody have a thought or a comment before we conclude, or a question?
Good. I'm good on my end, Henry.
Okay. Well, good. Just thanks to everyone then. This has been, as always, some really great stuff came out that never would have come out if I was just trying to work with you all individually. So thanks for investing the time to be here. And if there's any follow-up, be in touch with me. Otherwise, we're in there working every day for you. And please be in touch by email. If it's necessary, we can always pick up the phone. With that, I think I can let everyone go and wish you a great month coming into the holidays. Oh, yes, I'm sorry. One last point. We don't want to meet on Thanksgiving Day, which is the fourth Thursday of November. So let me ask you here very quickly, would the third Wednesday of November be a problem for any of you? That's going to become the 15th. Would the 15th be a problem for anyone at 10 a.m.?
November 15th.
Hold on.
I'm good on my end.
I'm good.
Okay. Anybody else?
Henry, I'm good.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, I'll be in touch. I'll be in touch with everybody to make sure, but I just wanted to get a quick feel. With that, we'll say thanks very much to everyone, and we'll say goodbye for this month, and I'm sure we'll be in touch by email and phone. Have a great month, and we'll talk on the 15th most likely. Thanks much.